Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you on another edition of Phillies Today. The first official Major League Baseball offseason edition of Phillies Today as the World Series comes to an end last weekend. Gonna get into my thoughts on that for sure because what a series it was between the Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays. And man, just when you thought that the Blue Jays going home up 3-2, have a chance to win a World Series and also, you know, take down the Dodgers and not let a back-to-back champion happen for the first time in the last 25 years, the Dodgers just find a way, and talent finds a way to come through in the end, but also the little details the Dodgers were able to, you know, capitalize on through the entire postseason, whether it was the Phillies or whether it was the World Series there, the Dodgers just do the small things right, and with that talent, it's obviously a good recipe for success, and they're able to win back-to-back World Series for the first time since the early 2000s Yankees, so would say congrats, but, you know, not too thrilled the Dodgers ended up winning the World Series. So we will discuss that towards the end of the pod. But it is officially the first day or Thursday night or Thursday, I should say, was the first day of Major League Baseball free agency. So the official start of the offseason, we will be getting into that first. Then I'll wrap up with some World Series stuff at the end there as we head toward the offseason. And it is going to be a very eventful offseason for the Phillies, as we've kind of anticipated even through last year and now that it's finally here. And with Schwarber, with JT, with Ranger, and even Harrison Bader as free agents now, there are a lot of holes to fill in this team. And it's something to where you're obviously losing a lot of production with Kyle Schwarber, who has just been an absolute mammoth in terms of power since signing with the Phillies. And JT, who has been probably one of the most reliable catchers in baseball in terms of what you get behind the plate and him being able to manage a pitching staff. And he's not the offensive player he once was, but based off of what is out there in terms of catchers and what is, you know, the Phillies' alternative if they don't bring JT Realmuto back, there's no way that they're going to be able to sort of fill that production. And I think that it's going to be some interesting decisions that get made this offseason for Dave Dombrowski in the front office. But it leads me into my initial topic of, with the start of free agency, what do the Phillies prioritize this offseason? Is it going all in to win next year, to compete with the Dodgers, to say, hey, we won 96 games this year, the second most in all of baseball. Can we get back to the World Series and, you know, find a way to finally bring that title home, especially with an aging core of guys like Bryce and Trey and Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, who's on a big deal as well. So is that the priority, or should the team prioritize the next 5 years and say, hey, maybe we're a little more conservative this offseason, but we're not going to give big time contracts to aging veterans. We're not going to give Kyle Schwarber 5 or 6 years at $30+ million a year. And sure, we're going to be losing a lot of production and power and leadership even in the clubhouse, but we want to make sure that this isn't like the 2012 to 2018 run of, you know, being in the bottom or being in the basement of the National League East and even in baseball. So I don't anticipate that happening because of the money that John Middleton spends. And obviously, I think the aging core on this team right now over the next 5 years is going to be a little better than that aging core, at least you'd hope. But it's definitely a question going into the offseason. I think you can make arguments from both sides. But if I were to make an argument, I would think that they should probably, and this isn't the answer that people want to hear, but probably do something in the middle. But if I were to lean one way or the other, I would want them to compete for next year because I think there is still a window. There's still an opportunity there. The team did win 96 games this year. And look, the postseason struggles have been real. And there is no way you can run this thing back of the same core like they did after the 2024 season. And there have to be changes that are made. And clearly it wasn't with the coaching staff because all the coaching staff is coming back. And it's going to have to be with the roster, with the players, with this lineup. Because pitching staff obviously did their job in terms of the starters. You're losing Ranger, but you'd imagine that Andrew Painter is hopefully in your beginning of the season rotation next year. So that's a hole that sort of gets filled. But with the lineup, it has to look a little different than it did this year, or else I don't understand how you can expect different results. So I think part of that is going to be, you know, obviously, Nick Castellanos probably not being on the team, looking to potentially get Alec Boehm traded and get that $10 million off of your books. And I think there's a lot of options they can go. But not having Kyle Schwarber or JT Realmuto in this lineup is something that I can't really envision. And I just think that while giving Kyle Schwarber anything over 4 years is a risk, and I think Kyle Schwarber is a guy who will age pretty well, and the plate discipline that he has and the, I think, sustained power that he's had over the last 5 years, I don't see that just vanishing quickly. But I do think that giving a guy who can only be your DH a 5-year, 6-year even deal that's over $30 million a year is something that I don't know if it's smart baseball. And I think that the Phillies, probably their mindset is that they can't envision the lineup without Kyle Schwarber either. And it's something to where that they're going to have to probably compete with any offer that gets made. But I'm interested to see how they let him test his market and if it's something where they're the aggressors in this situation, or they say to Kyle Schwarber and his representation, look, you go find out what money is out there for you and you come back to us and do we match what that offer is. And if Steve Cohen and the Mets, God forbid, honestly, or even the Red Sox come with a godfather offer of 5-6 years and the Phillies, you know, think it's bad to sort of have that mentality of paying an aging veteran who's only a DH that sort of money, then I don't think you should be forced to have to bring Kyle Schwarber back, as crazy as that sounds. So, and I think there's other options out there. Like Kyle Tucker, I saw in an article this week, I forget who wrote it, I'm just drawing a blank off the top of my head. They're saying that Kyle Tucker or Kyle Schwarber could potentially get more money per year than Kyle Tucker, who's a 28-year-old guy who is a quality right fielder and had his struggles at the plate this year for sure. But when you give given the age and the fact that he plays the outfield really well and that he's had a track record of being a really productive hitter, like, that is crazy to me. And if you can figure out a way to replace Kyle Schwarber with Cody Bellinger and then bring in Alex Bregman in here for a similar, you know, hit on your payroll this year, I think those are the type of options you have to explore. And you have to be willing to, you know, not give Kyle Schwarber a blank check and just say, look, we need this guy. There's nobody else that can replace him, because I don't think that's true. And I think that if you open up that DH slot as well, you have a bunch of options there with being able to get Bryce Harper off of his feet some days. And if you, again, this is not necessarily true, but if the Pete Alonso rumors to the Phillies are potentially true, then if you bring Pete Alonso here, you can be able to get him and Bryce Harper sort of alternating days and get them off of their feet a little bit. So I think there's some interesting options heading into this postseason. I think there are options that Dave Dombrowski and company have to explore. And some of those guys, I mentioned Bregman, I mentioned Kyle Tucker, who I wouldn't give Kyle Tucker a $400 million contract, which it seems like is being thrown out there. Obviously, that would be over a sustained period of time. It's probably like a 10 to 12 year, $400 million type of deal. But I think that you just can't get married to the idea of bringing back Schwarber and bringing back JT. Would I love both of them back? absolutely. And if they're at the right price, if you can get Kyle Schwarber back on like a four-year, $125 million type of deal, I'm all for that. And I think they're a better team with Kyle Schwarber, and I think that Kyle Schwarber is a big part of this clubhouse, and they want him back. But I think that's the type of deal you have to be looking at with Schwarber. With JT, like 2 years, probably ideal. I would say 2 years, $30 to $32 million is probably what I would hope they would bring him back for. And now, if a third year is in play, you would hope that's a club option or a mutual option rather than a player option. But I don't know if they'll be able to leverage that. And I'm sure, based off of the free agent catches that are out there, JT is going to have a big market and that teams are going to be willing to pay a little extra to get a quality catcher on their team. So not sure if that's going to be realistic, but we'll see. But like I said, they have options out there. I think Gino Suarez and Bregman are both interesting in terms of if they end up getting off of Alec Boehm and trading that $10 million away, then you have a little bit of room on the payroll and you're able to pay those guys, you know, an adequate amount. And I think that Gino Suarez would be the right-handed power bat that they've kind of been looking for since Rhys Hoskins left. And while I don't know if he's, again, he is a guy who's aging, a guy who's a veteran, not the youngest guy. So that's a part of it as well. And if you're in the mindset of, hey, we just want quality players here, you probably are better off with bringing back Kyle Schwarber than going out and getting a guy like Gino Suarez. But there are options there for sure. And Bo Bichette, another guy where apparently there are rumors that he would be willing to move to third base. And the Phillies would, if they get off of Alec Boehm, you could slide him right into third base. You have Bichette, Trey Turner, Bryson Stott, Bryce Harper, which is a pretty quality infield right there. And obviously Bo Bichette coming back in the World Series and hitting what you thought was the potential game-winning home run in Game 7 of the World Series. That would be a good thing to bring here, some postseason experience as well. So, and just a quality hitter. Typically, if he's healthy for a full year, he's a 200-hit type guy, and I think could bring a nice, you know, different element to this lineup to where a lot of people obviously complain about the all-or-nothing type of mentality that they've had since, you know, their run started in 2022. Bichette is definitely not that guy. He's a guy who puts the ball in play, gets a lot of base hits, and would be, you know, pretty good for the top of this lineup. And so if you were to bring him in and then another guy who could hit for some power, that's an ideal offseason and puts you in a good spot next year. But those are the main names that I'm kind of looking at right now in terms of, you know, the big money free agent guys. And again, if you want to go into the season next year with the mentality that we're sort of going to retool this thing a little bit, and we're going to get a little younger, and we don't want to spend a ton of money this offseason and let the book sort of reset. Obviously, the lockout is looming in 2027, so you don't know what's going to happen there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You could see, you know, Otto Kemp get a lot of reps at third base with, you know, Edmundo Sosa there and potentially have a lot of money to spend in 2027. So I think it's interesting. I think there are a lot of different options. And like I said, I think it's what does this front office want to prioritize going for a big run next year, one more sort of go at this thing before the lockout looms, or do they want to, you know, say go all in or prioritize the next 5 years and, you know, let Justin Crawford come up and play every day, which I imagine he will. Let Andrew Painter develop, let Aiden Miller develop, and then you sort of start building the next generation of Phillies. And as Bryce Harper and Trey Turner age, you bring in a new crop of young guys and let the player development system work its magic as well, because, hey, this organization is in a much better spot in terms of player development than it was 5-10 years ago. So that's sort of my thoughts on the offseason and what the Phillies are thinking going into free agency here. But there were a couple of moves made, you know, over the past day or so that need to discuss as the Major League Baseball offseason officially begins. And I will say, real quick, like, the NFL and the NBA, I will say, are much better than Major League Baseball with the opening period of free agency, to where the NBA and the NFL have that initial opening period to where all the guys are signing and you have all the excitement of having your Twitter notifications on and seeing who's going where. And it just feels like a fun day of like free agency once it all begins. Like, I remember when the Eagles got Saquon, that was a huge thing last year, and this hasn't worked out. But when the Sixers got Paul George, the whole thing of Dr. J and Maury flying out to LA and going to sign Paul George, I remember that was an exciting thing in the middle of the night. But Major League Baseball doesn't have that. So we might not be hearing news on Schwarber, on JT, on Ranger for like a while now. So dig in. We got plenty to discuss on Phillies today. So that's the good news. But it is always exciting in those sports when the free agency floodgates open. And something that isn't obviously a thing in baseball. Negotiating is a big part of it as well. So just kind of wish that was a thing sometimes in baseball. At least we could have some closure and get this all figured out sooner rather than later. But nevertheless, there were a couple of moves that were made in the past couple of days for the Phillies. They did pick up the option on Jose Alvarado. So Jose Alvarado, after his suspension this year, obviously not the year Jose Alvarado wanted, but the Phillies do bring him back this year, pick up his option. I think, you know, I'm interested to see how he is next year. They pick it up for $9 million, by the way. And I just don't, you have to wonder, was the velocity that we saw in spring training and early on in the season based off of, you know, the substances that he was taking? And I just don't know if he's cooked or not. And we saw towards the end of 2024 that he was not in a great spot, and he was kind of struggling down the stretch there and got pretty tired as the season wore on. So I'm interested to see what Jose Alvarado we get. Obviously, they were missing a left-handed arm in the bullpen this postseason. I think that was pretty evident. They ended up bringing Jesus Luzardo out of the pen in that game four. It was really good. But in an ideal world, you don't want to have to do that. And Matt Strom being the number one lefty out of the pen just was never going to be a real recipe for success, given, you know, his struggles down the stretch of this season as well. So Jose Alvarado will be back for the Phillies in their bullpen next year. Definitely going to be interesting to see in spring training how he is and if that velocity is back up to where it was at the beginning of this year, or if that is down. So another signing the Phillies made. Get excited. Brian De La Cruz is officially a Philly. I know. Don't jump at once here. But now, Brian De La Cruz was on the Marlins for a little while, outfielder. Was a decent right-handed bat at one point, but definitely has declined over the past couple of years a little. But they signed him to a minor league deal, and I think it's one of those nice little depth signings to where I think next year, if they're in a spot with some injuries and they really need a right-handed bat, We'll see how he does in Lehigh Valley, but could be an option for the Phillies and has a bunch of major league experience. So at one point, I actually loved Brian De La Cruz for the Phillies, and I feel like I wanted them to trade for him at one point when he was with the Marlins. But he signs with the Phillies on a minor league deal and could definitely be one of those guys you see up with the big club at one point, and definitely can't hurt in terms of depth for the ball club. So, yeah, those are the moves that kind of happened so far. It's been a bunch of opt-outs, a bunch of pretty much nothing in terms of around the league, and nothing really too surprising going on around baseball so far. But that stuff typically starts to heat up once we get towards the winter meetings in December. So that will be an exciting time on the Phillies Today podcast, as it always is. So we'll be looking forward to that, certainly, because can't get enough of the offseason rumors. I live for the offseason rumors, and especially with the amount of free agents that the Phillies have this offseason, some of those are going to kill you. Like the first big Schwarber to the Mets rumor, because I can feel that coming. And it just seems like Steve Cohen is the type of guy who will massively overpay for Kyle Schwarber. And look, he's a great player and would help the Mets a lot, especially considering the struggles they had at the DH spot last year. But we'll see if David Stearns has something to say about that, because he's typically a little more conservative with how he spends the money and likes the value in players. So really hope that Kyle Schwarber is not a Met. But that first rumor that I end up seeing out of the winter meetings or wherever it is going to be soul-crushing. So not looking forward to that, but definitely looking forward to the winter meetings, because that is when the real juice starts to come for the Major League Baseball offseason, and that's when you start to see some real rumors and some real signings. So definitely going to be interesting. A ton of big-name free agents out there, and I think that there is certainly a chance that a lot of Phillies are mentioned in that. So want to get to the World Series before we get out of here, because what a World Series it was, man. And it was just, as a baseball fan, it did make me really happy that I felt like there was so much national interest in the World Series, because, you know, we have had some stinkers over the past few years. Like that Rangers Diamondbacks one still makes me mad, because the Phillies lost to an incredibly inferior Diamondbacks team. That was like one of the world's worst World Series I've ever watched. That Yankees Dodgers series, although it was two big markets, just really wasn't close. We haven't had some great World Series the past couple of years. And the fact that these games were so competitive and so tight, and it felt like just back and forth, and the 18-inning game, and Game 7, obviously, and the big home runs that were hit, like some great pitching performances. I mean, Yamamoto, man, what can you say? Like, guy goes out, throws a complete game, then throws three innings in the clincher, and rightfully got the MVP of the World Series, because he was just unbelievable. And it just kills you that, and to no fault of the Phillies, and I give the Phillies a lot of credit for this, they offered more than the Dodgers for Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and he ends up picking the Dodgers, which, you know, makes sense given the geographical, you know, connection to Japan and it being closer, and it's why a lot of the guys signed on the West Coast. And it was a similar situation for Roki Sasaki, who apparently the Blue Jays offered more for Roki Sasaki than the Dodgers did. So the Dodgers definitely have the advantage with that. And it's funny, I asked Ruben Amaro Jr. when he was in here, former Phillies GM, of course, if the Phillies could ever sort of get an upper hand on the Japanese pool, because they've really never signed a big Japanese free agent before. And he just said it's really tough with the geographical concerns. And I just think that Boston's done it. They signed Yoshida. The Mets have done it. They signed Kodai Senga. And the Phillies just, for some reason, can't get in that Japanese market yet. And obviously, it's just an incredible hotbed for talent. You're getting guys every year. You got Murakami coming out this year, who I have mixed feelings about. He's obviously got some good power, and the Phillies can use power, no doubt about it. But some strikeout stuff there that would definitely have me a little concerned if I'm giving him a $200 million, $250 million contract. But the Phillies made a big push for Yamamoto. The Dodgers end up getting him, and the Blue Jays did the same thing for Sasaki, and he ended up being a big part in that bullpen, a big piece in that bullpen for them this postseason. So just a really good World Series, though, and it does kind of not bode well for the lockout that the Dodgers ended up winning it, because clearly the salary cap is going to become a big concern. The owners are going to want this thing now that the Dodgers have created this mega payroll that allows them to defer all this money, which is one of the few things that I think is a little ridiculous. I don't necessarily think there should be a salary cap. I think there should be, you know, probably higher taxes based off of the more money you spend and the less money you spend. Like, you should be taxed for spending a little amount of money. But
I do think the deferred money thing is just a real problem. But yeah, so I think that that's going to be a big negotiating tactic once the CBA comes up and after the season. And the Dodgers, if they win it all again, I will tell you certainly there will probably end up being a salary cap because these owners will be absolutely fed up. But again, give the Dodgers a lot of credit. They got so many of those little details right in the postseason, which I will say money cannot buy. And the Dodgers organizationally do everything really, really well. And even like, you know, the great throw by Tommy Edman to get IKF out of the plate. And by the way, the opposite end of the spectrum where, again, the Phillies didn't do a lot of the great details right. IKF not getting a secondary lead on that play at the plate, like that's inexcusable in that spot. And it ended up potentially costing the Blue Jays a World Series. And even you have a great defensive outfield and Andy Páez, who had one of the worst offensive postseasons I think I've ever seen, like a Johan Rojas 2023 type of postseason. He makes an unbelievable catch in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded to send that to extra innings in game seven. Like, I thought off the bat, the Blue Jays won the World Series. You might have had another Joe Carter moment right there, but he makes an unbelievable catch. They turned out to be a great defensive team, and obviously we know what they can do offensively, but I will say they're aging as well, so I'm interested to see what they end up doing this offseason. Hey, they've got a lot of money to spend, so hopefully they don't go out and, you know, add Kyle Tucker and add an Alex Bregman or some of these pieces here. That could make them even better. So overall, though, great World Series, super entertaining, and yeah, that's the end of baseball, and I'm going to miss it, man, because it was really fun to watch this postseason aside from the Phillies, and I definitely am going to miss baseball and, you know, just miss the night-to-night, being able to sit down and watch the Phillies on a nightly basis. So that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, and as this offseason rolls along, we will keep you updated with the latest rumors and what is going on in terms of these free agents, in terms of, you know, guys from the outside that could be connected to the Phillies, obviously with Schwarber, JT, Ranger, Bader, will be on top of all that stuff. So for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstein. Have a good one, everyone. I'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.